Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Today is Monday, October 31st. A day that we haven't seen, a new day to us, the end of October, last day of October. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Thank you for joining God with us this morning. I urge you to claim, rejoice, agree, call out names, whatever your leash or follow on your heart, whatever you feel, ask you on mute as someone is praying. You all made a good decision and a good choice, putting God first, starting your day in the Word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give honor to God who is head of our life. Again, thank you for joining. This morning, what we're going to start out with, a song, if anyone have a song that they would like to sing this morning. Anyone like to make a joyful noise to the Lord?
Okay, would you like something to show to you? Let me see. Oh, I think I got something off to you. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Standing on the promises of Christ, our Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout.
Okay, we lost Pastor Horsley. Anyone else?
Oh, Christ, my Savior, I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen. Good morning. I want to also thank God for the prayer that's going on. Hallelujah to God. They found this young man that killed a young man this week. The prayers that we're praying for, the drive-by shootings and everything. And I was watching the news last night. They were looking for him, but they're doing a better job with it. They had plenty of people that have gotten killed and wasn't nothing going on. But I'm thanking God because we took up the time to pray, and I could see results of the prayers. Not completely started, but I'm giving God thanks because they found the young man. And the thing about it is that the people in the neighborhood turned the young man in. They knew who he was, and he's behind bars. He's facing the murder charge. So we thank God for this time on this hour of power prayer, that God is hearing our prayer, and he's moving. So we're still yet standing on the promises of God. Amen. We thank you.
Amen. Thank you for that time. Thank you for that info. Okay. So anyone else with a song? Okay. Lord, we love you. Yes, we do. Okay, I just want to throw that in. But anyway, before we're going to go into a praise, but we have a testimony this morning a little later before we close. So right now, what we want to do is one of the most important things of our life, that's giving God praise. So at this time, we're not going to petition for anything. We're not going to ask God for anything. We just want to come in for a few minutes, and we're going to give God praise for whatever he's done for us, someone else, something you already prayed for and you're waiting on, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So we can start praising him and thanking him in advance. So everybody, unmute your phones and let's come in and give God some praise.
And we adore you, oh Lord.
Yes.
And praise your name.
And thank you, everyone, for those praises that have went up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just want to check and see, is another Taylor here this morning?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I just want to make sure so we can leave enough time for you to give your praise report, testimony, your testimony. So moving right along, the scripture of the week for October 31st is Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. And it reads, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. You know, God has power. God has all the power, and there is nothing impossible for God to do. God loves us more than we love ourselves. God wants the best for us. We live in a world with trials and tribulations. Sometimes we may have to go through storms or overcome obstacles to get to where God wants us to be, to get what God has for us. Sometimes we do. The main thing is to hold on to our faith, trusting God at his word, knowing God is faithful to do what he said he would. God, our Father, he loves us. So stand on God's promises. So if you know that God created heaven and earth, and he took our career about Adam and made man and made woman, so you know the power that he has. And and he loves us, you know, because he's our Father. Okay, so what we're going to do next is we're going to take prayer requests. But what we're going to do with the prayer requests, we're going to try not to go into deep in detail in the prayer requests. We're going to do the prayer requests, and we're going to do the prayer requests, and you know, everybody give your name. If you don't have a prayer request, just give your name, and then we're going to probably go ahead and pray for your prayer requests after I pray. So let me go on and pray, and then we'll do the prayer requests. Father, Heavenly Father, oh, yes, 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 Lord. We come to you this morning. Oh, yes, Lord, giving you honor and praise and glory for who you are, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we just pray that you continue to cover each and every one of us and our family member, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. But you know what each and every one of us need in our life. You know what anything that we might be going through, Heavenly Father. You know circumstances, Heavenly Father. You know our what we need, Lord. What we're asking you for, and you know what we've been waiting and prayed for, and we're standing on faith for, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're asking that you work in our life for our good, Almighty God. Lord, are we praying for those that may be having surgery today, this week? Heavenly Father, be with them. Heavenly Father, be with the doctor, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Everything be successful, Heavenly Father. Will the speed of recovery, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray in the end is violence and shooting and just going on in this world. Heavenly Father, we pray for the 150 people that was killed for the Halloween event. Heavenly Father, comfort those families, Father. Comfort all the families that lost loved ones, Lord. Lord, this month, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Comfort the family members, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray that the people in office, Heavenly Father, that they, the right people be elected to help your people, Lord, your children, Heavenly Father, your citizens, Heavenly Father, that they do right, the ones be chosen, be elected, do right by us, Heavenly Father. Almighty God, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we're just praying right now, Lord, that your will be done in our life, Lord, because we know you want what's best for each and every last one of us, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying that you shower us with blessings and miracles, Lord. Those that need of strength, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Heal those that need healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, there's those that in need of financial assistance. Help them, Lord. Provide you our provider, Lord. Those that may be hungry, Lord, make a way, Lord. Those that need a job, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There's nothing you can't do, Heavenly Father, so we're asking you right now, Lord. Oh, to touch each and every one of us and our family members where it's needed. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So you know everything, Heavenly Father. You know every hair, number of hairs on our head, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. So connect this prayer with all prayers that may be going on at this time to Father at this hour. To Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us, and everybody that we're praying for, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our King, our power, and our glory, Lord. You are everything to us. And we love you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, again, thank y'all for joining. And we're going to take the prayer. Give your name, prayer request. But we're going to hold off on testimonies today because Linda Taylor will be giving her testimony. So just give your prayer request and let's be limited to about the details. Okay, lines are open.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I want to thank God for marriages that, you know, for all marriages all over this nation. I want to thank God for the strength, giving me the strength that I need to be able to do what he's called me to do. And thank God for finances. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, sister.
Good morning.
Good morning, sister Yvonne.
I just thank God for being here this morning. Amen.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, Scholastic Asia. Just to continue praying for the families and, of course, the healing for my family. It seems like this cold is just being passed on and settling within the family. So I pray, I ask for prayer for my family, for healing, and all the children with these respiratory issues that are going on for their healing. You all have a blessed day. I'm listening in agreement.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, Apostle. Wants to hear. Good morning. I want to pray for all the people that are sick, the newborn babies, those that are, the children that are gone. And thank you, Jesus, into the schoolhouse today. Want to pray for protection of our children, special prayer for this year celebration that they go on, this pagan holiday of Halloween, they call, and that God would watch over our children, O Lord, because there's this year fentanyl drug that's out there that they crush up. They got it to look like candy and everything. Hallelujah. Don't know whether it's wrapped or not, but special prayers going out tonight because for today. Because from danger seen and unseen, hallelujah. I testified earlier about the drive-by shootings and stuff, and God's working on that. But especially for this protection, it seems like there's just that we're praying for safety for us as saints of God and healing and deliverance. And I just want to bring it back up again because this thing is taking people's lives, and we want God to bless you. Thank you.
Good morning. Man, Anyone else want to give your
good
name?
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, this is Chris. I'm just praying for favor and grace for everybody on this prayer line, that we have an amazing week, and God just keep us covered and keep our family covered.
Good morning. This is Rosemary from Indiana, and I just want to have our prayer partners be prayed over, every prayer partner that you've been praying for, and those who are praying for us as well. I'd like to also pray for the children at college who have been attacked or just having a horrible time objecting. And, Lord, we also pray for the ministers of faith, those who are standing in the on the promises of God and not giving up, Lord God. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to give your name and prayer request? Or prayer request and prayer request? Or and?
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening this morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
Anyone else? Okay. Okay. So, Linda Taylor, we got the prayer requests. So you can go ahead on and give your testimony and leave a few minutes on for the prayer request. Or would you like for us to go on and do the prayer request now, first?
Go ahead and do the prayer request now.
Okay. So if anyone come up with anything that you didn't say that you wanted to pray for, what we're going to do is go ahead on and pray for that as we're praying. So let's come in. Lord, you heard every prayer request that's called out. Lord, we're praying for family, healing for the family, for families, Heavenly Father, so everyone can join in, the mics are open. Heavenly Father.
Father God,
Heavenly Father,
you
heard all the prayer requests, Lord. Heavenly Father. We're praying for family. We're praying for healing, Lord, for children, Almighty God. Oh, yes, you are healed, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for the newborn babies, Lord. Children going back to school, Almighty God. Open the children, Lord. Oh, yes, protect the children, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the babies, Lord.
God, we
praying for faith,
Father.
Not
Hallelujah.
We pray for peace, Lord God.
Luna Taylor? We can't hear you.
I'm sorry. This is Sister Linda Taylor. I just want to thank and praise the Lord for his goodness that we have come together once again after this weekend. You brought us together, and I thank you, Lord. I've come this far by faith.
Yes.
The Lord, trusting in his holy name, trusting in his word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. I come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Oh, I can't turn around. I can't turn around because I've come this far by faith. Praise the Lord, saints. I'd like to tell you what the Lord has done for me. What a mighty God we serve. 2011, a prophet prophesied to me. And he said, you're going to be going through some rough times. But I want you to know God got you. He put my arm, locked my arm inside of his arm, and he said, come walk with me. This is what Jesus is going to be doing with you. He's going to be walking with you all through it. So trust God to know that he got you. Then he reached in his pocket, and he wiped the sweat off his bald head. Then he wiped his face, put it on my face. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I don't know what it's going to be or what's going on, but I know you got me. Moving on, in 2013, I found out that I had breast cancer. And I thought about what the prophet said. He said, I got you. Because when you're in that office and the doctor tell you got cancer, but my God is bigger than cancer. My God is bigger than cancer. The surgeon said, do you have an oncologist that you'd like to have, or do you want me to get you one? And I said, I'd like to get my own oncologist. And you're probably saying, how'd she know what oncologist, and she didn't even have cancer? But the Holy Spirit, I had a doctor for several years, and he went into full-time oncologist. So I knew of him. Called him. And he said, I'm sorry, he's retiring. And I said, but call him anyway. He said, he told me not to send nobody to him because he's retiring. I said, would you try anyway? In the meantime, my sister's a nurse. She was his nurse when he was a regular doctor. She hired his nurses. And she called him. He called me up, and he said, Linda, I'm going to be with you to the end. I'm supposed to retire at the end of 2013. I can't remember exactly what the date that he was going to retire. But he said, I'm going to be with you to the end, and we're going to take care of you. And sure enough, he did. He was with me the entire time. After I was done with chemo, he retired. The nurses said, how do you get Dr. Manny Stafter to be your doctor? He wasn't taking no more patients. And I said, all who you know, And I said, but you know what? I knew him from the past before he became a doctor and before he became an oncologist. His nurse that my sister hired in 86, I think it was, he was the one that gave me the chemo. The very nurse my sister hired gave me the chemo. I lost my hair. That's what the prophet saw, a bald head. I sweat from the medication, and I have to always have a towel with me or a handkerchief to wipe the sweat. But God said, Linda, I got you. I had two transfusions, blood transfusions. I fainted twice. I had to have two blood transfusions. I had kidney failure. I had heart failure. I had to take insulin in my stomach all while I was having chemo. And he said, you could have to have chemo, have to have the shot for the rest of your life. And sometimes you don't have to have it anymore after chemo. Sure enough, after chemo, I no longer had diabetes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. So 2 years later after that, I had heart failure. I was in Atlanta, and I fainted at my son's house and hit my head, and I had 8 stitches in my head. And they said, you need to tell your doctor that we think it's your heart that you fainted. So when I got to my doctor here, I was in the hospital, and they said, Linda, we don't know what's wrong with you. We don't know for sure what it is, so we're going to send you to Cleveland Clinic. And I said to myself, that's what it is. And I'm a queen, so I know God's going to take care of me. They said, we're going to life flight you. And I said, is that serious? So an hour later they came. They said, we couldn't get anybody, so we're going to take you. And I said, Lord, I don't know what's wrong with me. The hospital don't know. It wasn't a long prayer. But you know. So, Lord, I'm trusting you to take care of Linda. The prophet said that you was going to be walking with me, and I'm trusting you, Lord. They took care of me, and they gave me a doctor. I was there 8 days. He said, Linda, we can't do heart surgery because it'll kill you, but we can give you medication. And the doctor said, well, we're going to have you come back. But when I met the doctor, his name was David Taylor. My name is Linda Taylor. Then his nurse name was Tracy Taylor, and my daughter's name is Tracy. And I said, Lord, what a mighty God we serve. You let me know that you got me. By this man's name. He took care of me. And later he said, I was on medication. He said, Linda, you was a sick young lady. But look at you now. But in 2000, he died from emphysema. I had to get another doctor. But I told my daughter, I said, can you find out what happened to him? And I want to go to his funeral because he took care of me for 6 years, going for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. This is the first time that I don't have to see a heart doctor, just once a year now. But anyways, my daughter looked it up, and she says, Mom, you're sitting down. The Dr. Taylor, his wife's name is Linda Taylor, and that's my name. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for letting me know that you got me. In Genesis 16:13, Hagar was in the wilderness, and she said, El Roi. God who sees. And she said, now I know the God who sees me. And I said, Lord, now I know the God who sees me. He's going to take care of me no matter what I go through. He's going to be there for me. Even went to church, Bible study, everything. Put a scarf on my head. Put a wig on. paint my fingernails. My nails had turned black. I painted my nails black. Everybody thought I was doing a new thing, that this was something different because I painted my nails black. I said, take this devil. And I threw the wig off, and I said, Lord, I don't look too bad bald-headed. So I just went bald. And I thank the Lord. And when we go through trials and tribulation, we have to trust God that he knows what he's doing. And the Lord would tell me, he said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but I bring them out of them all. But the Lord, but God bringing us out of them all. A lot of times it's not about you. Glory of God. You say, well, I got this glory out of cancer. Go in there with a smile on my face. Go in there thinking positive, dressing up just like David, that they never knew what I was going through. And they saw God on me. They knew that I could walk the way I did because they felt and saw the presence of God on me as I went through. I said, Lord, use me. I know this is serious, but God, but God. Moving on up, 2020, 21, I found out I had breast cancer. And I said, Lord, what do I do? I don't want to do nothing that you don't tell me to do. You got to lead me and guide me. He said, I don't want you to have chemo no more. Don't take chemo. I said, Lord, is this you? He said, I'm a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. I said, Lord, I got to trust you. I'm not going to take chemo. And the doctor, the new doctor, said, you're going to have chemo and radiation. I said, I can't do it. I can't have radiation again. He said, what do you mean, Gabby? I said, I'm not going through that again. I said, I'll take radiation, but I'm not going to go through chemo again. So I said, I want a second opinion. Mm-hmm. I already got my first from God. And they said, no, we're not going to do chemo on you. He said, you couldn't take it. If we did chemo again, you would have not good quality of life. So we're just going to do radiation. So past February, I had my last radiation. I'm doing fine. I give God all the glory. God is good. No matter what you're going through, cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. He also, that's in 1 Peter 5:7. In Psalm 55:22, he says, cast your cares on him, for he will sustain you. No matter what you're going through, he will sustain you. You can't do this by yourself. The doctors can't even do it by themselves. I pray that the Lord will anoint the doctors, that they'll know how to take care of Linda, because Linda is a queen, and they're handling precious cargo. So, Lord, please speak to the doctors, because you said, you will sustain me, and you'll never let the righteous be shaken. My cancer, heart failure, be shaken. I was in intensive care at 6 o'clock. They woke me up at 5:30. At 6 o'clock, I was on the prayer line because I knew there's nothing like the word and the saints praying for each other. And we give God all the glory and all the praise that we stay connected. It's all about staying connected. The devil wants us to feel sorry for ourselves and go in a corner and don't answer the phone, and I'm not going to be bothered with nobody. But when God sends people to you, trust that he got a word for you. Trust that he sent them to help lift you up, to get you through. That's what we're here for, to get each other through. Just want you all to know, keep looking up. Trust in God. Lean on him. No matter what the situation is, lean on the Lord. I don't care if it is cancer. God is bigger than cancer. Trusting that he got us. He got us. He got this, as young folks should say. So I want to turn it back over to the facilitator, Marie. I thank and praise the Lord for her. And special blessing to Sister Darlene. and we love her, and I thank and praise the Lord to how God is using her, keeping us in the loop going on so we can pray for this nation. So, Sister Marie?
Yes.
You can have the mic back. I love you, and I thank and praise you for each and every one of you. And may God continue to lift each other up in prayer and trust God that he's got you.
All right. Amen. And thank you for that testimony. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And all of you to keep in mind that we all are queens of females and males are kings. The word said we are kings and queens. So if anyone have anything that you'd like to say. Okay.
Good morning.
I just thank God for, you know, keeping me. I mean, we're all going through things, you know, situations and circumstances. I thank God just keeping me, just giving me the strength that I need to, you know, endure and just waiting on him to answer. And God is always on time, no matter how crucial we think the time is, he's always on time. So I'm just going to walk by faith and not by sight, not by circumstances, what I see or what I hear about my living arrangements, whether I was outside or what. I'm not concerned about that. God has a spirit of peace surrounding me in the name of Jesus, and I'm protecting my peace, you know, no matter what comes. Hallelujah, to have still a smile on my face, to have a good attitude in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for what he's doing in my family. Hallelujah. And for marriage, what he's doing in my daughter's marriage. I thank God, hallelujah, no matter what's going on. I'm just going to put my trust in God and give it to lay everything at his feet and not take it back when I leave from there, not take it back, just lay it there and put it there and let it stay there, because the battle does not belong to us, but it belongs to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to thank you, Sister Linda Taylor, for, you know, like sharing where you've been and where you're yet going. And I just thank you for the hope that you have shared, just knowing that our faith has, our fear has truly turned into faith. And I just enjoy listening to you. And amen. I just want to say thank you for being in the right place this morning. And for me, Monday morning is Money Monday, Miracle Monday. And just, you know, like, just keep our eyes on God. And it's so great amen. For you to share where you've been and where you're yet going. Thank you so much. And good morning to amen. Everyone.
Amen. Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Chris. I just want to thank God for that testimony. That testimony just really, really encouraged me. Just, you know, sometimes we go through stuff and we just, you know, just a positive attitude that you had just to keep going to Christ. And I just really appreciate it. Really blessed me this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Someone else?
Yeah, thank you, God, for the testimony. Very encouraging, hallelujah. Reminds you that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all, whatever we ask or think. Just thank you, God, for to hear the testimony that we're not the only ones that are going through, hallelujah, God. But when you put in your trust in God, he's never failed us yet. So I'm thanking God for the encouragement of the word. Amen.
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 Amen. Anyone else? It don't have to be about the testimony. If it's something on your heart that you want to share, feel free to share it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We can just praise God for everything that's going on thus far. Just give him the glory and the honor and the praises and just a voice. If nobody else has anything to say, I'm not the facilitator today, but we can just praise him.
Okay, well, let me give you a little more word before we give that praise God for what he done for Linda. But we can just step in and just say, thank you, Jesus, for what he done for Sister Linda. He done brought her a mighty long ways, and I'm sure she's full of a – I know she got a book to write. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for what you've done for Sister Linda. Oh, yes, 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 you are a great God and a mighty God, Lord. And we just ask you to work in our life also, Lord, whatever is needed. Okay, so I'm going to read to you Genesis 50, chapter 50, verse 19 to 21. Turn a bad situation into a good situation. So what we need to learn to do. Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Then, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. The story of Joseph is a beautiful and glorious picture of God's providence. Joseph had every right to be angry and to be a debt seller. However, he realized that God has orchestrated his life and destination. Joseph was very keen to trust God's sovereignty and his overarching providence. One major takeaway from Joseph's story is the common truth that God is ultimately and always in charge of the affair of humans. Only God can take a bad situation and turn it into a good one. This Old Testament story is once again magnified in Romans 8:28. All things work together for good. Not only did Joseph's situation work together for his good, but it affected so many lives in the future. God is preparing us for what he already has planned. Joseph's faith in a different situation built incredible character inside of him. We can't control what comes into our life, but we can determine how to respond. What a picture this story paints of how God can take an ugly situation and, with the stroke of his brush, paint beauty. Lord, grant that we may see the big picture of your painting of our life so we might respond as we ought to. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Darlene. Are you there? Who opened the line this morning?
You did. I think Pastor Darlene went to I'll take you some business deal over the weekend. I don't know if she's back or not.
No, you want me maybe, to go? Maybe she opened it where she at. But Sister Linda, would you do a prayer and pray us out? Okay. Well, anyway, I just pray that we all have a great week, a good day, and a good week. And that we just be aware of our surroundings today, which is Halloween, and that God bless each and every one of us in our areas where we are needed and our family members and where they are needed, and continue walking and talking with us and blessing us and restoring miracles over our life and our family life. So, and I just want to say I appreciate you all coming, showing up on Monday morning, spending time, you know, meeting God here on this line. And it's very important that we put God first in our life. It's always important. And I could never emphasize how important it is to give God praise, you know. And, you know, because what we give in, God give way back to us, you know. Our praise, our prayer, studying the word, talking with him, meditating on the word, It's all good. And he really likes for us to, you know, spend time with him. You know, not just on the prayer line in the morning, but we need to do a little more during the, you know, during the day, during the week, because he's always with us, and he's doing for us when we are not even aware that he's doing it. You know, that it is being done, you know. But it is, and we can look at, you know, like times, I know if I make a turn, a wrong turn, I look at it like, oh, I just missed something. You know, it's not what happened to us, it's how we react to it, you know. It's stuck in traffic. Later someone down the road, you might find out something happened, and you missed it, and you might not even know about it. But God do things for us when we're not even aware of he's doing things for us. So we just have to be mindful of. So as I close today, which I close with, Father, we just ask you to continue working in our life for our good, Heavenly Father, and our family's life, Heavenly Father, and everybody that we pray for, Lord, those that we have prayed for in the past, Lord, those who pray for today, oh, yes, 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 and if anything was on our heart that we didn't call out, Heavenly Father, oh, yes, 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 Lord, we pray that you answer those prayers, Lord, those desires, Lord, those dreams, Lord, those needs, Heavenly Father, healing, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And, Lord, we just want you, Heavenly Father, oh, yes, 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 and ask you to cover each and every one of us and our family members, Lord, and ministers and apostles and teachers, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 and the prayer warriors, Heavenly Father, and the prayer partners, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Anything that wasn't prayed for that should have, Lord, we asking you to take care of those situations too. And I connect it again with Father who are in heaven. I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us, Lord, and everybody we pray for, we are praying for, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom. You are our power. You are our glory. And we all praying and agreeing with one another in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
Amen.
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 Amen. Love everyone.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.